If you ain't been living under a rock, you probably already heard that Yo Gotti brother Big Juke got killed yesterday in Memphis. So we trying to figure out, is them paper route niggas standing on business? We're gonna get straight to it. Nothing to talk about.
During those several months before the shooting, investigators believe there was a plan to murder Young Dolph. I'm working right now to actually go through the entire indictment. There are a lot of names in this indictment, for sure, and more arrests possibly could come.
Who might be the mastermind of this plot?
Darryl, District Attorney Mulroy confirmed that Hernandez Govan is the man who ordered.
You see that fuck nigga right there, Hernandez Govan. He's still running around Memphis. Dear Memphis, why is Hernandez Govan still running around? Y'all got Big Jug out the way. Look at straight drop right here, y'all, with the yellow. This is when they all putting it down at Yo Gotti mother's restaurant. Big Jug there. This is where he must have got the money. Yo, look. Give them Trula niggas the money to go put that work in on Duff.
Ordered the murder of Young Dolph. What's the connection between these three men? Who did what?
Justin Johnson and Cornelius Smith are, we allege, the two shooters. They are the people that are captured on the video that was released publicly a while back.
At Yo Gotti's mother restaurant. If this ain't the dumbest hit, or if this ain't the world dumbest criminals ever, look, we got all the shit. But you know what's even crazier? Everybody that has something to do with Dolph murder is no longer here. Except for the shooter, he's in jail, so he's just living, he's like the living, like the walking dead, so he don't count. Govan's still running around. We don't know what he's up to. I think they on his ass. Yo Gotti kissing Angela. That's why his brother got left, because he ain't in the streets. He's over there kissing butt.
Showing the actual shooting.
Now, almost a year later, a third man has been arrested, Hernandez Govan.
New indictment, the new suspect, Mr. Govan, we allege was the person who put the hit out on Young Dolph, who solicited the murder and put into motion the chain events that led to Young.
Now, if you've been living under a rock, common sense to tell you guys that somebody snitching. Remember when Black Youngster said that after he got out of jail for the Yo Gotti, I mean for the first Young Dolph shooting, he was walking out like Tupac. He said, "Man, somebody snitching."
Young Dolph's death.
The indictment is dated in
Look at the
June of
Draco.
2021, which Mulroy says is when the plan was hatched. Govan is charged with first-degree murder, conspiracy to commit first-degree murder, and criminal attempt first-degree murder.
Now, I asked the district attorney what the relationship is between Govan, Johnson, and Smith, and he says he can't answer that question at this time. He also says that they will not be making public what the motive is and also if there's going to
Him
be
and
any
Yo
future
Gotti brother.
arrests.
43-year-old Hernandez Govan is the only suspect charged with conspiracy to commit first-degree murder. Now, according to his case information, that charge is from June 2021, and it could mean that he planned to kill Young Dolph months before the murder happened. The day Young Dolph was murdered, Govan was in jail serving time for a June 2021 aggravated assault.
Well, there is another man that is connected to this case, remains on the run tonight. Shondell Barnett was arrested in Indiana in January, along with murder suspect Justin Johnson. Barnett was charged with being an accessory after the fact. Johnson was extradited from Indiana back to Shelby County. But Barnett was released, and it's still not clear why. In February, a warrant for first-degree murder was issued for Barnett. It is not clear if that's connected to the Young Dolph case.
in the water, man. I had Fat Boy with me. Feet in the sand, man. I had to leave my coat at home. Was popping.
Great. Life's great, man.
Life's great, man. You feel me?
1 year after the following of Young Dolph's death, indictments and arrests are being.
That was Big Jook enjoying life when he was here in the land of the living with the rest of us. It's just sad. See, people were saying, man, why did Dolph go back to Memphis, man? He was slipping. Why did Big Jook go back to Memphis? Wasn't he slipping? And what's so crazy about Big Jook, let me tell you guys about karma. Big Jook died the same way Dolph got killed. It was two of them, right? It was just Dolph and his brother. And it was Big Jook and another nigga. The only difference is whoever hit Big Jook, they hit him and the other nigga. Dolph brother ain't get touched. And we seen Dolph brother busting, shooting that thing back at them niggas. In other words, karma's a motherfucker. Literally karma's a motherfucker. And as you can see, he died the same way as Dolph. Only difference is they say that Big Jook was running back to the car. Dolph ain't run, man. So what is Yo Gotti going to do? Is he going to keep his head up Angela's ass? Or is he going to get to Memphis and spin? What is he going to do, ladies and gentlemen? What is he going to do? Is he going to spin? Because this is what happened. He almost got a spin.
What's up?
Yeah, he dead. He got shot like he dead over there.
He
finna
die.
Duh, I sure see him over the land. I can't lay down over there.
Big Jook
dead. Huh?
Big Jook
dead. Hey, for real? Big Jook? Whoa. Yeah, I see him over there. It's a what is a birthday? What is a repass or a birthday party? Oh, it's both ain't repaid.
Is somebody from Paper Route gonna use this clip as a skit for the next Standing on Business Paper Route Frank album? Ever since Dolph died, we've never seen spinning. These motherfuckers spinning, man. Memphis niggas don't play.
Hey, shoot out.
That's what they said. What's up?
He sounded like he was happy to announce that too. For the record. Remember this?
Stood before Judge Jennifer Mitchell in court Thursday morning. Both are out on bond.
Both of you have bond conditions that you both need to be aware that you are in compliance with.
Govan is accused of hiring Justin Johnson and Cornelius Smith to shoot and kill Young Dolph back in 2021. The motive has yet to be revealed. Earlier this year, Jamarcus Johnson pleaded guilty to helping Justin, his brother, evade police after the murder. Prosecutors say Jamarcus played no role in the actual shooting and killing of the beloved rapper.
Jamarcus snitched on his brother, ladies and gentlemen. If you snitch on your brother, leave a like leave a like, hit the like button and subscribe if you would tell on your brother if you was this nigga.
Jamarcus has not been sentenced pending the trial date of his co-defendants.
Their disposition is tied to the trial defendants. So what we have been doing is resetting them about on 45-day increments and continuing their supervision.
In court, the judge made an addition to Govan's supervision requirements.
Does Mr. Govan do drugs criminal? I know he's not supervised by pretrial.
He does not. He's under basically home arrest.
Yeah. Along with house arrest, Govan is now required to complete random drug screenings once a month during the remainder of his case. His attorney handled Durham Jr.
Once a fucking month. I know niggas that got to do that shit once a week. Shit, if they on the color code system, nigga, they got to call every fucking day. So the nigga that put the murder, the money up, now, we already know who gave him the money. The guy that allegedly gave him the money is no longer here. And his name was Big Juk. Yo Gotti's brother. So Yo Gotti moved his mother out of Memphis. I think Yo Gotti should move back to Memphis and stand on business. That's what I think. Fuck it, Gotti. You got to come back, man. You got to come back, Gotti. So that guy we were just talking about, Hernandez Govan, they didn't get him, but this is what they did right here. Memphis niggas is the craziest.
Murder of rapper Young Dolph. Of course, he was gunned down almost a year ago at Makita's Cookies. And tonight, we're finding out more about now the third suspect arrested in this case, Hernandez Govan.
Fox 13's Dominique Dillon is joining us in our newsroom tonight. Dominique, Govan's daughter, she was also a rapper, but she was killed in Houston in September.
Yes, she went by Lotta Cash Desto, but her real name, Destiny Govan. Houston police say the 25-year-old was shot and killed in Houston September 24th, early that morning. Investigators say Govan and her friend were in their vehicle, stopped behind a vehicle at a traffic light. Police say two men got out of the vehicle and started shooting at the women. We're told the passenger was also shot, but survived her injuries. And
hey, do you think these the same two men who killed Big Juk? Or these the same two men that's spinning all through Memphis? You know, I hate to say it, but it seems as though, like, if Dolph would have never died, it wouldn't have been as much violence as it is in the city of Memphis. Not to say that the violence wasn't taking place. Of course, violence was happening. I lived in Tennessee, so trust me, I know. But I'm just saying, like, you know, Big Juk is not here no more from his actions. And Hernandez Govan, this little girl right here, his daughter, she's no longer here either because of her dad's actions.
Lotta Cash Desto was signed to Lil Uzi Vert. He spoke at her funeral.
I had gotten some trouble and they put me away. And I had to go to a program and all that. I had to go to a rehab program, all that. She called me every day.
I was on the fucking perks and lean. I couldn't shit. My stomach was fucked up and I had to go to a program. Just tell the truth, Uzi.
Like every day.
Allegedly.
Even if she called to argue with me, she called me every day, though. And that's what counted.
Christian Williams was charged with her murder. About a month after the murder, Hernandez Govan posted on Facebook, "I think I cursed you, Destiny, with my lifestyle. I apologize, baby." As we reported earlier, Govan has dozens of criminal charges.
This nigga self-snitched on himself. Nobody asked him or nothing. But see, I want you guys to learn something from this. A guilty conscience will have you telling on yourself. But it's not what you know in the court of law, it's what you can prove.
charges in his past, ranging from drug possession to aggravated assault. Back to you.
Thank you so much. That is Fox 13's Dominic Dillon reporting.
Now, another man connected to this case is still on the run tonight. We're talking about Shundell Barnett. He was arrested in
They got this nigga already. I was just going back to give you a timeline of the wickedness that's taking place in the streets of Memphis. All because they killed Flipper, man. Long live Dolph. Long live Dolph, man.
They slide each other into the streets, and back in the day, Gotti even wanted to sign Dolph to his label. But instead of linking up in the studio and putting on for the city together, it sparked a wild beef that led to diss tracks, death threats, and shootouts. And today, we're breaking down the entire story. Let's get right into it. Memphis is home to rap legends like 3-6 Mafia, 8-Ball and MJG, and more. But it's also one of the wildest cities in America. Some sources...
And don't forget, Dolph. It's called Dolphland now. He got his own
say
street.
That the violent crime in Memphis is 5 times higher than the national average. Almost every rapper from the city had to make it out of the streets, and that's allegedly where Dolph and Gotti first met. Rumors say that Dolph was actually Gotti's brother's plug back in the day. Dolph's parents were both addicted to crack when he was growing up.
Did you hear that? Big Jook was working for Yo Gotti back in the day. Listen, allegedly.
Higher than the national average. Almost every rapper from the city had to make it out of the streets, and that's allegedly where Dolph and Gotti first met. Rumors say that Dolph was actually Gotti's brother's plug back in the day.
So Dolph was giving, see, because they said Gotti wasn't fucking with Big Jook at one time. So it's just crazy that Big Jook was going all out his way to get Dolph killed. See, Big Jook was doing all that shit allegedly, because he exposed him in that song when he said the shit about your brother and all that shit. Your brother wasn't fucking with you. And Gotti heard that shit. So he was like, yo, fuck that. We gotta get him out of here, bro. This nigga's lying.
Dolph's parents were both addicted to crack when he was growing up. So he got active in the streets and made his own lane. Back then, he'd freestyle around his homies, but he never took music seriously until he almost died in a car crash. After Dolph decided to switch up how he moved, he went all in with his rap career. He started handing out free CDs all over the city. And it didn't take long for people to start paying attention. In 2010, he dropped a project called Welcome to Dolph World and picked up a lot of buzz in the city. But Dolph had bigger plans than just popping off in his hometown. That same year, he started his own label called Paper Route Empire. Every new project he dropped did bigger numbers than the last one, and it was clear that Dolph had plans to take over the game. In 2013, he released a collab project with Gucci Mane, which ended up catching the attention of Yo Gotti. Gotti's an icon in the Memphis rap scene. He's been in the game since 96, and in 2012, he started...
that nigga been in the game since Tupac was alive? Nah, somebody check this nigga age, man. Somebody Google Yo Gotti age. This nigga gotta be 50, and if Google say less, they lying like a motherfucker. 96.
He started his own label, Collective Music Group, aka CMG. By 2014, he still didn't have any...
I thought it was Cocaine Music Group. I guess not, huh? Collective? Look at this nigga head, though. He always got a lot on his mind.
Artists on the roster, though, so he reached out to Dolph and offered him a deal. Back then, Dolph was buzzing, but hadn't really hit the mainstream yet. Linking up with Gotti definitely would have boosted his career, but that's not how Dolph wanted to play it. Even before he had a name in the industry, Dolph knew he wanted to create his own lane. He started a label before he even hit the charts, so it was clear that he had big plans. According to him, that's why he turned down Gotti's offer. Dolph told Sway,
only thing that was going to happen behind it was people like, oh, he popped out because of Gotti.
By the time Gotti tried to sign him in 2014, Dolph had already put a ton of work and money into his own career, and he didn't want all that to go to waste by riding someone else's wave. Sway told Dolph,
I know Gotti respect that because he did the same thing.
But unfortunately, that's not how it turned out. Dolph showed Gotti respect when he talked about the situation in interviews, but apparently there was already static behind the scenes. Nothing happened between them for a couple years though. Dolph stayed on the grind and went double platinum with OT Genesis, while Gotti decided to sign Black Youngsta and mentor him instead. Black Youngsta is another Memphis rapper who survived the trenches before.
Look how dirty Black Youngsta was looking before Gotti signed them and took him out the streets.
Or hopping in the booth. He was raised by a single mom and had to learn how to get by at an early age. Youngsta got his first job at just 7 years old, stocking shelves at a grocery store, but he was fired for stealing food and got active in the streets. He was always in and out of jail on gun and drug charges, and that's where he first learned how to rap. In 2012, he dropped two projects and started building some momentum, and in 2014, he popped off with the track Heavy. The song put him on the map in the Memphis rap scene, and not before long, Yo Gotti hop on the remix and sign Black Youngsta to CMG. Youngsta was later booked for allegedly dumping 100 rounds at Dolph, but it all started with social media disses. In February 2016, Dolph dropped his debut album and called it King of Memphis. Gotti had called himself the King of Memphis before, and he was allegedly tripping over the album title. Around the same time he released the album, Dolph made the beef official and tweeted, "Bro went from being my number one fan and wanting to sign me to being my biggest hater. Hashtag facts." Gotti had beef in the rap game before, so fans expected him to clap back at Dolph. But instead, he just let his new artist do the dissing for him. While Gotti stayed quiet, Black Youngsta hopped into the beef and called Dolph a b**** and on social media, he wrote, "When I see that Dolph, I'ma smack the shit out of him on my life." Black Youngsta even rolled up to Dolph's hood with a bunch of his homies, but nothing serious went down. Then a few weeks later, Dolph clapped back on IG and aired Gotti out for hating on Memphis rappers and sending Black Youngsta to fight for him. He also accused Gotti of putting the police on him.
"Gotti, you was a b**** I just got back to the city. They said you trying to put charges on me and put the police on me."
And around the same time, Dolph.
Yeah. You hear that shit? Yo. Yeah, man. Let me rewind that shit. Long live Dolph, man.
He also accused Gotti of putting the police on him.
"Gotti, you was a b**** I just got back to the city. They said you trying to put charges on me and put the police on me."
And around the same time, Dolph hop on the remix of the track Ready by Trouble and said, "All of my they ready. Y'all some you scared. All on the internet telling, trying to have a real gelling. This shit around my neck so heavy. I'ma keep dripping sauce, spaghetti." Fans linked the Heavy line to Black Youngsta's track Heavy, and Dolph took more shots at him and Gotti with the lines, "Any that record when it's time for gangsta shit, he the police. And I your boss man baby mama, same hotel for 4 weeks. Never send a little boy to take care of grown man business. If I was you, I'd be mad at me too, so I ain't tripping." Black Youngsta clapped back with the track Shake Some, where he called Dolph out.
Black Youngsta was just using Dolph for clout. Everybody know that.
By name, and said, "Dolph Thornton wanna play, I'm on tour with the K, Mac 11, Smith & Wesson, extended clip, 100 rounds on a Draco. How the you the king of Memphis? You ain't from the city, you from Chicago. Boy, you better lay low. Killers move when I say so. My little Rob, instead of killing, raping mamas and shit, little Dolph didn't respond to the track, but a few months later, he dropped the song Play With Your and took the beef with Gotti to the next level. Play With Your is a wild diss track where Dolph claimed he hooked up with Gotti's baby mama and said, "Don't play."
To me, this top five diss tracks up there with Tupac, Hit Him Up, hands down.
"Play with me, Gotti, you a man. You went from my biggest fan to my biggest hater. Begging me to sign with you, but I had too much paper. Still that same that used to front your big brother. Found out he a too.
Now I call him your big sister. You still that same nigga that was beefing with the dyke. How can I take you serious, alright?" You make the niggas telling your draws.
"Call him your big sister. And they said them on your team iron your draws. They say,
you make they pussy ass niggas call your boss. But they can't call you king because it's Dolph.
Call you boss, but they can't call you king because that's Dolph. But instead of coming back with his own song,
I just tweeted,
I'm business partners with L.A. Bro. Reid and Jay-Z and blah, blah, blah. The beef cooled off for a while after this. But then Dolph dropped a video for Play With Your B**** and the situation got deadly. The video for the track shows Dolph stealing a girl from a Gotti lookalike, which was so disrespectful that it almost got him killed. A day after it dropped, someone let off over 100 shots in a Dolph's SUV when he was in North Carolina. The situation got crazy, but Dolph made it out alive because the whip was bulletproof. He still went on stage that night and performed Play With Your B****, which proved that he wasn't backing down from anyone. Black Youngsta was charged with the shooting, but the case was dropped a couple years later due to lack of evidence. Dolph wasn't gonna let the shooting slow him down, and in April 2017, he even used it to help his career. He dropped an album called Bulletproof, and the track titles were actually a message to whoever tried to take him out. When you put all the tracks in order, it says, 100 shots in Charlotte, but I'm bulletproof, so f*** them. That's how I feel, all of them. I'm so real, I pray for my enemies. I'm everything you wanna be, shaking my head. The shooting in North Carolina wasn't the end, though. Just a few months later, Dolph...
That's the illest track list I ever heard in my life, my nigga.
Allegedly found out where Gotti was staying in L.A. When he pulled up to press him, a fight broke out between their crews, and Dolph ended up getting shot 3 times. Gotti's homie got booked for almost killing Dolph, but his charges ended up getting dropped because nobody would work with the cops. Back then, it seemed like the beef would keep going until somebody got killed. But after Dolph got shot, both sides just kind of moved on and focused on their own careers. Dolph was blown up more than ever. Plus, he had just signed his cousin Key Glock and was busy with all of his charity work too. At the same time, Gotti's CMG label was picking up new artists and he was still working on his own music. But while the beef died down and nobody was sending shots, Dolph was tragically murdered before they could officially squash it. In November 2021, Dolph was caught by 2 shooters at Makita's Homemade Butter Cookies in Memphis. While he was shopping in the bakery, the gunman pulled up and shot him over 20 times. When the news...
Why does niggas say butter cookies though? You know what I mean? Like, why the fuck he had to say butter cookies? He could have said any type of cookie, but this nigga said Makita's butter.
Guns and putting on their masks. At around 12:20 p.m., 2 people pulled up to Makita's Homemade Butter Cookies. They leave their white Mercedes and start walking towards the entrance of the store, armed to their teeth. With the target in sight, the 2 men unload their firearms. The victim falls down after 22 shots penetrated his body. The soul that went missing that day was that of a Memphis legend, a rapper who went by the name of Young Dolph, the same person whose music and persona shaped the 2010s, not only in Memphis, but the whole USA. You see, Dolph was one of the few, if not the only rap artist, who made it to the top of the game making his music his way and not having to answer to any record label at all. He had a strong vision
to not answer to any big head motherfucker.
To know where he wanted to be and how he wanted to. Established and the opportunity to sign other artists to his record label. That's why Gotti offered Young Dolph a record deal with his Collective Music Group, or CMG for short. CMG was formerly.
Niggas don't sign to the Ops, man. Ever.
Guns and putting on their masks. At around 12:20 p.m., 2 people pulled up to Makita's home. In all honesty, sometimes it's like that. According to Yo Gotti, the last time the two spoke was on August 24th of 2012. As hinted earlier, the second issue that caused the fallout between the two of them was the fact that Young Dolph had a thing with Yo Gotti's ex-girl. Even though it was never discussed or admitted publicly by either party, everyone on the streets knows the business. Dolph had a thing with Gotti's girl, and he referenced the fact throughout his music. The first time that happened was in the mixtape South Memphis Kingpin, where Young Dolph had a track called Scared of Me. Yeah, he can rap, but he lying, I'm through sugarcoating. And oh yeah, him, yeah, he cool, but he fake as f***. Doing all that tricking on that bitch, still f***ing your baby mama. Then on October 8th, 2015, he released a mixtape called Shitting on the Industry. On the title track, he mentioned someone's baby mama DMing him. And guess who that girl is? Guess who baby mama DM'd me? Say you the sh**. I would tell you, but I'm always starting sh**. This time around, Yo Gotti took notice of subliminal shots that Young Dolph sent his way. That's when he brewed up a response for Dolph in his track, Legendary, where he rhymes, "You really hate me about the bitch, my dude, that's some other sh**. How you gonna be a legend when you doing legendary sucker sh-?" The next thing that happened in the timeline of these two represents a tipping point in their relationship. On February 9th, 2016, Young Dolph announced his new album, titled King of Memphis. This is where things started becoming more and more public and out in the open. The whole world was catching up to the diss that existed between these two. The competition for number one Memphis rapper became apparent. Yo Gotti always claimed that he was the king of Memphis, and now here came Dolph. Car was bulletproof, and Dolph survived.
Even the narrator called him King Dolph.
survived without a single scratch. Not only that, but he went on to perform that same night, just hours after the shooting. He performed his diss Yo Gotti track, Play What You Bitch, in front of the crowd, and he even called out the whole CMG label right after his performance came to a close. This incident would serve as a blueprint for his upcoming album, which dropped on April 1st, 2017. The album is called Bulletproof. The first track on the album,
Long Live Dolph.
Oh, he was going to his own demise. That was the place where the gun down soon occurred. Makita's homemade butter cookies.
Yo, yeah, my boy said the gun down. Why he said it like that though? That's where the gun down occurred. I got a motherfucking gun down for you right here, guys. Long Live Dolph.
What's up, Slim?
Oh, who is that?
Girl, that's Teller.
First I say anything, start this shit. Long Live King Flip.
Before then, I got paper. Forever can't stand on deal. Big paper out here. Can't. Hey, man. Since the blog on report and post everything, nigga doing shit. Hey, y'all go tell that big head ass nigga got it, he a bitch. And your brother too, nigga. He don't get away. Fuck it.
I'm behind the seat.
Yeah.
My fans
from Ben
knew they
were
for that hot
day. Yeah, one more time.
Free strike truck.
I don't
rob a
fuck about a cop. When I drop a tape out of
rich,
try to
see
it. Can't get out my dick. My pocket on fat thing from a hotel.
Lift your racks in my pocket, I'll beat it.
Hey, if you ain't with me, you against me.
Still screaming, fuck the first out, Long Live Dolph. Tell the free truck, wanna see a nigga dead, not lost. Where the same platform is to be in that box. Come praying that I kill him, trying to off a nigga talk. Keep my foot on that neck, I ain't letting up. Hold try getting in my way, you getting wiggled. Tell me how the fuck you miss a whole 100 fucking shot.
This shit is hard right here.
I'm telling the 60 on it, ayo, I shoot 30, 20, drop.
Wow.
Bitch, I'm pop. Not really pop, Trump, I got in the hot. Paper route, we the top. Cracks on the whole got it.
Stoked on big hit.
New chain, cost a Mazda.
Now these like no F.
Fans ask when I'm driving.
I read a new F.
Swear you rap, niggas fly.
Nigga trade.
Got too much ice on my knee.
Ice, baby.
Shout out on fuck up, I'm popping.
Shout out to Jay Fizzle, nigga. Paper route. Long Live Dolph. King Flipper.
She crazy, I ain't went broke yet. Young nigga ballin' out the way ain't gon' catch. Nigga, where I'm from, rap niggas getting stressed. Shit, I ain't trippin', we the one do the scratch. Flood neighborhood, I'm the one who do the blessing. Got your man here, I'm the one who sent the message. A lot of rap cow, I ain't the one you got a question. But you can't go on that, your bitch who she textin'. Yeah, big money, money. Young nigga really getting money, money young. Had to made a whole rap career off of onions. Still chasing money, got coins, got bun young. Been a bitch, I would beat it up, make her run from. She know I'm a gangsta, on her dress, I got a gun young. Whole lot of guns, like I'm better going hunt, hun. Ain't going out like them nigga, no, hang on now like a bitch ass bro. Yeah, I love some niggas, but your niggas die broke. Nigga, you ain't steady, you ain't doing number post. I ain't do a song till somebody got toast. Niggas playing Vivian, y'all the ones been trolling. Say it, I'm a bitch, but I know Patrick gon' show me. Niggas shooting cars, they don't have to walk up on me. Yeah, I'ma go out like Tony.
Yo, shout out to motherfucking Kenny Money. Shout out to motherfucking Paper Route. Long Live Dolph. Long Live Dolph, King of Memphis, nigga. I don't know what to say. Only thing I can say is, if he ain't about that life, stay up out the motherfucking, what's the saying go? Stay out the motherfucking, it's the kitchen shit, whatever the fuck. But if you ain't ready for that heat, nigga, stay out the motherfucking kitchen. And that's on everything, nigga.